Okay, here we're starting on the bottom of Nizayin Amud Bet by our Amar Rami Bar Chamo. The question that was being dealt with was Itmar, Rav Amar Yesh Chupa Lipsulot, Shmuel Amar in Chupa Lipsulot. That was the statement that we had from Rav and Shmuel. Yesterday, we spoke about three different approaches to the Machloket here between Rav and Shmuel. We had Rashi's approach, which was that there was no Kiddushin done. And then there was a question as to what the power of Chupa was. Not necessarily to replace Kiddushin, but does Nisuin have an ability without the context of Kiddushin to take effect? So over here, for instance, if you did Kiddushin after the fact, would then that Nisuin be good? And what Rav suggests is, even though it's a chupa with a psula, nevertheless it has some sort of tokif, and therefore this chupa is going to cause a problem for this woman, because now it's a chupa with a psula that leads to a bia psula, and she will be psula de kuhuna. On the other hand, Shmuel says that this type of chupa has no impact whatsoever. We saw the Ri's explanation in Rashi, but the Ri says that Rashi is based on the position of Rav Huna in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which says that chupa can replace Kiddushin. And that's what the question is here. Does a chupa create a kinyan, or does a chupa not create a kinyan? Rav says, yes, chupa creates kinyan, and even a chupa psula can create kinyan. Shmuel says that a chupa does not create a kinyan, or a chupa psula does not create a kinyan. A chupa psula, according to Shmuel, is nothing. Even if they had kiddushin, and then a chupa psula would do nothing. But certainly where you have no kiddushin, and then a chupa psula, according to Shmuel, will do nothing. And then we had lastly the Rabbeinu Tam's shita, which seems to be the derech of most of the Rishonim, which was, it was a case where you had kiddushin and nisuin. Both were there. And the question simply is, nit almana or nit gersha. At the end of our Mishnah, when it says that she is nit almana or nit gersha, is that min ha-erusin? Or is that min ha-nisuin? So if you think yesh chupa lepsulot, if you think there is chupa lepsulot, that means that everybody would agree that when she's widowed or divorced at that point, it's from the nisuin. On the other hand, if you think that chupa is meaningless, like Shmuel is suggesting over here, that means that everybody agrees that she's nit almana or nit gersha min ha-erusin. And then we'd have, again, agreement between all the parties of what the din is. Because even Rabbi Meir would agree when it's nit almana or nit gersha min ha-erusin that she's not psula. As opposed to Rav's shita, where it's kupa psula, has some sort of take to it, and therefore she reaches the point of nisua. Since she reaches the point of nisua, nit almana, nit gersha, even though there was no bia over here, she still is classified as being problematic in terms of truma. And again, that has to do with the Machloket Rashi and Tosafot as to what the issue is in the Mishnah. So that's what we left off with. Rami Bar Chama comes along and says, I'll explain to you. Yesh chupa lepsulot, this issue that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about, banu l'machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Now Rami Bar Chama is really the one who forces us to explain Rav and Shmuel in a different manner, because Rami Bar Chama basically says that Rav and Shmuel's machloket is the machloket of our Mishnah, which implies that whatever Rav and Shmuel said before was not about our Mishnah, and that's why we were coming up with all these different cases that aren't exactly our Mishnah. Rami Bar Chama says, Yesh chupa lepsulot or not, is really the machloket of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir, obviously, the Amar Kiddushin Pasle, chupa nami Pasla. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who says that Kiddushin is enough to create a problem for the woman, so too, chupa will create a problem for the woman. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Damre, Kiddushin, Lo Pasle, they say that Kiddushin is not enough to create a psul in the woman. You need Nisuin. Then chupa, Nami, Lo Pasle. So too, chupa, which is a subpar chupa, because it's a chupa psula, is not going to create a psul for this woman. Umimai. How do you know that that's the right setup? How do you know that's the right way to describe this machloket? Because, Dilma. Adgan lo ka amar Rabbi Meir hotam el kiddushim dekanilo. Maybe over there the reason that Rabbi Meir thinks that kiddushin are effective in terms of their being posel this woman is because kiddushin really work. Kiddushin is a real kinyan, and a kiddushin with a psula, with a woman who is inappropriate for marriage, if it's an iser lav, take effect. So there is a real kinyan. That's what causes the problem. Av a chupa psula delo kanolo doesn't create a real kinyan. That's based on the shita that argues on Rav Huna in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is the way we pass the halacha, that a chupa cannot create a kinyan, then, lo, maybe Rabbi Meir would agree that chupa is not strong enough to create a psul. Inami. Or the other possibility is, ad gan loka amri Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hotam, ela bi Kiddushin de lo krive de bi'a. The reason that they think Kiddushin is not sufficient to make this woman into a psula is because Kiddushin is only the primary step in marriage. It's not the step before she ends up being together with a bi'a psula. Nisuin is kimat bi'a psula. We discussed yesterday the three different approaches to what chupa is, but at least one of them is yichud that is ra'ui le bi'a, which already brings you within stone throw of bi'a. Aval chupa, the grave of the bi'a, hachanami de paslo. But chupa, which is so close to being the bi'a psula, maybe over there they would agree that a chupa psula is enough to make this woman a psula. So therefore, this assignment of the machloket about chupa psula to our Mishnah doesn't seem to work out so well. You cannot necessarily extrapolate the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon to chupa psula from their opinions in our Mishnah. As Gemara just differentiated over here, you could say one thing in the Mishnah, and you could say something else about chupa psula. Ella, ikal meimar beplukta dehani tanei. If you're going to say that the machloket about chupa psula is similar to a machloket tanaim, let me tell you which machloket tanaim it is. Ditanya. Nisu zu vizu. He married her and her. Who are her and her? Shero to psulot. Got married to some women that were kasher for him as a kohen, and some women that were psulot for him to get married to. Oh, shenichnesu l'chupa, or they had chupa velo nivalu, and they didn't have bi'a, which is actually the case that we're really after over here. It's a case where there's no bi'a psula, but there is a chupa psula. What is the status of the woman? Ochlot mishelo, vochlot bitruma. They eat from him, and they eat in truma. Now the Gemara takes a sidebar here, trying to figure out what exactly is going on in this braita, and then it'll come back and we'll discuss it more in detail. Nichnesu, michlao, dinisu, nisu mamash. You had two cases that the braita proposed over here. The braita says one case is where nisu zulazu, he married her and her, which is ksherotim sulot. And then the second one was, nichnesu luchupa velo nivala. The implications of that are that the second case is a case where he has chupa without bi'a, but the first case is real nisuin, which means chupa and bi'a. How could that be? Who in their right mind would say that this woman who has a bi'a psula is still ksheira the truma? There's no way. That can't be the reading of the braita, because the braita now is implying if this woman has chupa with bi'a psula, that she still gets truma. That certainly cannot be the explanation of the Mishnah. So, v'ktani ochlot mishalo v'ochlot bitruma. That can't be the explanation of the braita. And the braita says, ochlot mishalo v'ochlot bitruma. That won't work. That can't be the explanation. Ella, the braita, the Gemara doesn't tell you this, but it must be that the way to read this braita is, tani nisu zuvizu, he married her and her, ksherot psulot, colon, what is that? Shenichnesu l'chupa v'lo nivalu. The whole case of the braita is only one case, which is a case of nichnesu l'chupa, but no bi'a. Now, that's exactly the case we're looking for. So now we have a Tana Kama who gives us a position, but we also have another Tana there, which is Rabbi Shmuel. Beno, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko omer, kol shebi'ata ma'achilata, chupa ata ma'achilata. Whoever has bi'a that would allow her to eat truma, so too the chupa would allow her to eat truma. V'cho she'ein bi'ata ma'achilata. Anybody who, if she had a bi'a, would not help her out, in chupata ma'achilata. Therefore, her chupa would not help her out. Right? With regards to this braita, there's a lot of confusion here. There's two stages of confusion. The first stage of confusion is, what exactly is the braita saying about which woman? Now, we know there's a psula here, but this woman who is a psula de kuna, and he marries her. Are we talking about the kohen himself providing truma for this woman? Or are we talking about the fact that the kohen makes this woman psula to return to her father's house to eat truma? If you remember, that was the two lishonot of Rashi on the Mishnah that we did at the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Bet, Machloket Rashi and Tosafot, as to what we're speaking about. Are we speaking about there a case where it's a Kohen who married a Bat Kohen and a Kohen who married a Bat Yisrael, and we're asking, can you give her Truma? As well as, are we posel her to go back to her father's house? Or are we only talking about a case of Kohen and Bat Kohen about being posel to going back to her father's house? Rashi reads this Gemara like he says in the Mishnah, which is, this includes a Bat Yisrael. And therefore he reads this Breita simply as being a case of a Bat Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. Does he feed her Truma? Does he not feed her Truma? It works well into the language. The language all here is, Ochlot Mishalo, Ochlot Truma. In that he's feeding them Truma, which makes it sound like it's a Bat Yisrael that a Kohen is providing Truma to. Tosafot, on the other hand, is in a little bit of a bind, because he says that's not what we're speaking about here. Our Mishnah doesn't speak about that. The case here has got to be a case where it's a Kohen to a Bat Kohen and it's being posel her. So Tosafot, because of that, and it seems like he might even had a slightly different girsah in a Gemara, because he starts to quote things in the statement of Rabbi Shmuel that don't sound exactly like what Rabbi Shmuel says in our Gemara. So therefore he explains this Gemara both according to Rashi and according to himself, and explains why either it means poslot, or it means here that it's feeding her truma. That again will be subject to the same machloka we had in the Mishnah. Beyond that, who has which opinion here? The Gemara here says that these two opinions coordinate or are in correlation with the two opinions of whether chupa psula has effect or chupa psula does not have effect. There's a Tana Kama and there's Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Who holds which side of the situation? That might depend on how you explain the Breita here. If it's talking about a Bat Yisrael or it's talking about a Bat Kohen. So Rashi says the lineup here is when we're sending this up. In chupata machidata, in Bat Yisrael he, Valiba de Mishnah Achrona, talking about a Bat Yisrael who doesn't get Truma. You don't get Truma until you're fully married. Erisin's not enough. You need Nisuin. Over there, Chupa Psula Eina Machelet. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Chupa Psula doesn't help her out. Vuhu Adin Bia. And Bia is the same thing. Midamekish Chupa de Bia. He creates a Chekesh between Hilo Bia, Mashmadim Bat Kohen, Chupa Postlata Ke Biata. Implying that if she was a Bat Kohen, then the Chupa would ruin her, just like the Bia ruins her. So for the woman who's a Bat Yisrael, so he says, listen, if you consummate this marriage with Bia, that's not going to go through because that's a Bia Psula. That means that a Chupa Psula will also create the same problem for you. The same problem that's created by Bia will be created by a Chupa Psula. What Rabbi Shmuel is saying according to Rashi is that Chupa Psula, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is effective. It's effective enough that it looks like Bia. That means for a Bat Yisrael, she can't eat the Truma. Because if it went through to Bia, it would be a Bia Psula and she wouldn't be able to eat Truma. For a Bat Kohen, that means that this Chupa will ruin her from going back to her mother's house. So Rashi sees Rabbi Shmuel as the author of the position that Chupa is meaningless. The Chupa doesn't do anything here. Because just like a Bia Psula doesn't do anything to help out this woman in getting eat Truma, so too a Chupa Psula does absolutely nothing for her. And it's as if nothing happened. It just is a Chupa Psula, exactly like a Bia Psula would be. On the other hand, the Tana Kama believes that the Chupa Psula is not a Chupa Psula, and therefore, this woman eats Truma if she's a Israelite, because the Chupa is not a Chupa Psula. Sounds like it might even be a Chupa Kshera in a sense, meaning that it doesn't detract from her being able to eat the Truma here, or affords her the opportunity to eat the Truma. And it won't be poseller if she's a Bat Kohen to go back and eat from her father's house. On the other hand, there are many, including, it's seemingly Tosafot over here, argue in the other direction. That Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi is basically saying that Yesh Chupa L'Psulot. There is a Chupa Psulot, it just is a Chupa Psula, exactly like a Bia Psula would be. Whereas the Tana Kama believes that Ochelet B'Truma, she's allowed to eat the Truma, therefore a Chupa Psula is meaningless. So other Rishonim learn the exact opposite, that the Tana Kama represents that opinion, Rabbi Shmuel represents the opinion that there is a Chupa Psulot. Many of the Achronim point out that this machloket and how to read the opinions in the Gemara may actually relate to whether you're following Mishnah Rishona or Mishnah Achrona in Ketubot. Rashi makes it clear that he's following the Mishnah Achrona, which means that a woman is not entitled to Truma until she has Chupa, until she has Nisuin. So based on that, the default status is that the woman does not have Truma, and the discussion here is, does she get Truma? So therefore, the one who says she gets Truma obviously thinks that the Chupa is effective. The one who says she doesn't get Truma says that the Chupa is not effective. On the other hand, it seems that Tosafot's working with the premise that we discussed earlier, that it's Mishnah Rishona, where a woman is granted Truma from the time of Erusin, especially if the 12 months have elapsed. And even without Nisuin, she'd be entitled to Truma. The question is, does she lose the Truma? Or more importantly, the way Tosfot learns is, if she's a bat kohen, does this ruin her to go back to her father's house to get truma? And the answer will be, well, if it's a chupa psula, it will ruin it for her. If there's no chupa psula, then it won't ruin it for her. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma, who says that she continues to eat truma, that means that the chupa psula was meaningless. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, who says that this ruins her chances for truma, obviously feels that this chupa is having an impact here in changing the status quo. Then the Gemara says, again, Mimai, how do you know that these machloket Tanaim are similar? Dilma, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, ki Rabbi Meir Svirle. You're suggesting over here that the machloket in the Mishnah is about whether chupa psula is effective or not effective. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, really holds like Rabbi Meir, who says that a rusin already creates a problem. Once you have a rusin, the woman is out. Again, depending on what you think, Rashi or Tosafot, what that means, either she doesn't get truma from her husband, or she will be pasul to go back to her father's house. But she is out from the time of Kiddushin. Once you say that, if Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch holds like Rabbi Meir, the argument here is not about the effectiveness of chupa, it's simply whether Kiddushin brings her to a point where she's now knocked out of the running for truma anymore. Damar Kiddushin lo achla. Once there's Kiddushin, she's out. So when it says, hi, if that was the case, kol she'en biata machilata, en chupata machilata, we have in the language of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, in the Braita, that says, anybody who has a bia that doesn't work, her chupa doesn't work. That's not the phraseology he would have used if he was like Rabbi Meir is, kol she'en biata machilata, en kaspa machilata. Anybody who will have a bia psula in the end, her kesef, kiddushin, would not be affected. The way that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch states the comparison, it's talking about bia psula, it's a chupa. But if you're telling me that he really holds like Rabbi Meir, then the comparison should be between bia psula and kiddushin. But the language that he uses in the Braita does not substantiate that opinion. So that's why he would have, should have said, kol she'en biata machilata en kaspa machilata mi baile. Where it says, dilma, aydi damar tanakama chupa, maybe the tanakama was speaking about chupa. Amariu nami chupa. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch just spoke about chupa. But Enoch Hanami, he believes like Rabbi Meir, even Kiddushin would be problematic. He's just responding to the Tanna Kamma. Tanna Kamma says chupa. So he says, let me tell you what I think about chupa. That's Rabbi Shmuel's statement. But that doesn't tell us that Rabbi Shmuel also doesn't believe that Kiddushin would be problematic. So the Gemara leaves that and says, can't be the description of the Machloket about whether this chupa the psula or not. So far we've had two tries at this. We had one try by Rami Bar Chamo to say that the machloket about chupa psula is similar to the machloket in our Mishnah. We had a second attempt to say, no, it's similar to the Braita that we brought over here between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shmuel, ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, and ben Baruch. Both times we rejected the comparison. If you look at the comparison, it's true in this whole daf here, they lean towards some of the opinions that we saw before. Those in the Rishonim, the Reed, the Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi, who gave explanations of what the issue of Kupa Psula is, each one of these proofs leans towards one of those explanations, and that's probably what drove them to the explanation. None of the explanations is perfect throughout the whole sugya here. Each one of them has problems or questions on it based on the comparisons the Gemara is drawing. In this latter case, it seems like the Gemara is talking about Chupa alone. In the case of our Mishnah, it seems like they're talking about Chupa with Kiddushin. So one of those would support Rabbeinu Tam, one of them would support Rashi's reading of the Gemara. But nevertheless, we reject both of those. And then we go on to Amar of Amram, Ha Milta Amarlan Rav Sheshet. This information was conveyed to us by Rav Sheshet, by Rinu La'ayinin Mimatznitin. And he opened up our eyes to this Mishnah, that Yesh Chupa Lipsulot. That basically he comes to in conclusion, Rav Sheshet proposes to them that the answer to the question of whether it is Chupa Lipsulot or ain't Chupa Lipsulot, Yesh Chupa Lipsulot, and I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah in Sota. Batana Tuna, because the Mishnah says in Sota, Amen. In the Parsha of Sota, it says when the Kohen has the woman take the Shvuat HaAlah, she answers Amen, Amen, Amen twice. The Gemara dashes from that Amen twice, that not only is she saying Amen to the incident in which she's accused of having some sort of improper behavior or illicit relationship, but Amen means that we also add on other scenarios. What are those other scenarios? Amen, Shelo Satiti Arusa. Amen that I did not act inappropriately when I was in Arusa. Unisua, or when I was in Isua, or Shomeret Yavam, or when I was awaiting my yabam, uknusa, or when I was fully married. So now, these are all four different cases of a woman's status. Arusa, nisua, shomeret yabam, and knusa. Those four situations, the Mishnah indicates, can all be subject to the din of sota. The din of sota is that her husband is kinela. He warns her not to seclude with this individual. Then she goes ahead, ignores him, and secludes with this individual. In that scenario, then he brings her up to Yerushalayim and has a drink from the Meis Sota to determine what the outcome of that situation is, because we have no witnesses as to what happened. She's secluded with this man, but we don't know if there's something illicit or some bad behavior happened in that situation. So now the Gemara wants to clarify here, and this is what Rav Sheshet's point is, Hai Arusa Hechidomi. What is the case of Arusa where she would be a Sota? How can you have a case like that? He warned her not to seclude this individual when they were just engaged. Arusa, engaged halachically. And then he takes her up to Yerushalayim to have her drink the Meis Sota when she's an Arusa. Arusa bat mishtayoyi. Since when does an Arusa drink the waters of Sota? Meis Sota, vatznan. We have a Mishnah in Sota. Arusa v'shomeret yavam lo shotot v'lo notlot ktuba. They don't drink because they don't qualify as tachat isheich. They're not full-fledged wives yet. So therefore they do not drink. They lose their ktuba because they got themselves into this predicament. They were told not to do this. And they go ahead and ignore the warning of their husband and did this. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence here that this woman is acting inappropriately. This is not out of the blue. He warned her not to seclude with an individual, and now she has ichud with that individual. There's a lot of suspicion or circumstantial evidence that we should suspect this woman. So she then loses her ketubah because you can't prove her innocence anymore. There are no witnesses to this. And therefore, she loses out because of her behavior. But what you see here clearly is they do not drink as an arusa. They do not drink mesota. So what is the situation or what is the circumstance in which an arusa can be a sota that she's saying amen to? Elo, dikani lo kashi arusa. He warned her when she was an arusa not to seclude this individual. V'istatra. And she secluded with him. V'kamishakela kashi nisua. But then he only gives her to drink, he only takes her up to Yerushalayim after they consummate the marriage, after she is a full-fledged nisua, because only a nisua can be brought up to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, to drink the Meis Sota. Oh, mi badki lamayo. Wait a minute, the Meis Sota, do they work in that case? Vatanya, we have a bright of nikai ish me'avon. The only way that the Meis Sota work on the woman is if the man has clean hands, if he is innocent. If the man here has proper behavior, then he can accuse his wife and have Meis Sota investigate what his wife did. On the other hand, if the man acts inappropriately, then he can't have the Meis Sota work. What did he do wrong over here? He married this woman. If he has suspicions, once he has suspicions, he warned her not to seclude this individual, she secluded. Not only is she a surah to the Boel, she's a surah to her husband. He's not allowed to have beer with her. How did he consummate the marriage? He can only consummate the marriage by having bi'ah with her. That means that he had bi'ah after the suspicions arose, after he warned her, after she secluded. That means that he's not innocent. If he's not innocent, the Meis Sota are not going to work. When the man's got, when he has a clean slate, then the Meis Sota work. Over here, over here, he's not clean hands. He just had bi'ah with a woman who he's not allowed to have bi'ah with. Minatorah. He's a sur, he nitme'ah. The Torah says she's considered to be tmeya until you clarify this situation. Ella, what's the answer? Dekoni lo kashi arusa. V'istatra. He warned her while she was in arusa not to seclude this individual. She secluded. V'nichnasa l'chupa v'no niv'ala. He had chupa with her and he didn't have bi'a with her. So there's no illegal activity on the behalf of the man because he didn't have bi'a. The only thing he's restricted in is having bi'a with this woman. So how does he consummate the marriage? Through chupa. Shmamina, what would you conclude from that? Yesh chupa lepsulot. Because this woman is psulah to him. He's not allowed to marry her now because she's a surah to him. Yet he has chupa, and what are we saying? That is sufficient to make her classified as tachat isheich and to make her drink Meis Sota. So you see that it is successful at having her. So here you see, yesh chupa lepsulot. Chupa works here, lepsulot. Now in this case of chupa lepsulot, I mean it works, it means that it functions to make her a fully married woman. Not that it makes her psula, but it makes her a fully married woman. It's an interesting dynamic. Again, this supports, out of the three positions, it only supports one of those positions that we saw before. Each of these cases seems to support one of those views, and that's why each one of them led in that direction with the Yesh Chuppah L'Psulot or Ein Chuppah L'Psulot, based on the way the Gemara is interpreting Chuppah L'Psulot over here. Chuppah L'Psulot over here is being determined to be something that means like work, chuppah works, and it's a full-fledged chuppah to consummate the marriage. That's what it seems to happen over here. Now, Omarova, wait a minute. Vitizbira, are you so certain that this braita that we quoted over here, Hamitaratztahi, this braita that we brought, the Tani Tuna from Sota, that told us that Amein applies to an Arusa, a Nisua, a Shomeret Yavam, and a Knusa, are you so sure that that braita works? Why? When he came up from the south, he brought up with him a braita. Right, that she has bia with another man besides her husband. The only way that there is an accusation of sota that has any meaning is if first she was married to her husband, she had bia with her husband, and then afterwards, she had bi'a with this boel, with the illicit relationship. V'lo shekadmah shechivat boel lebaal. And not in a case where the bi'a with the boel precedes the bi'a of the baal. The way we just described this braita, we explained it now. What was the scenario? He warned her when she was in Arusa, don't seclude with him. She goes ahead and secludes with him. Then he consummates the marriage by having chupa, no bi'a. That means that whose bi'ah came first? In at least the suspicion, it's the bi'ah of the boel. In that case, it doesn't work. What Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina just told us is that it has to be baladei sheikh. The bi'ah is besides the bi'ah of her husband. That means that the husband already had bi'ah with her. That's not the case the way you're explaining it. Now, how are you going to explain that braita? Man says, no problem. Amar Rami Bar Chama Mishkachala Kigon Shebaale Arusa Bebeit Aviyah. It's a case where he had bi'ah with her while she was still in Arusa in her father's house. The answer is, we can get the husband's bi'ah first and not be problematic. He had bi'ah with her prior to him warning her not to seclude with this individual. So it wasn't a time when it was illicit for him, where he was a surah to him, mina Torah. So now he has bi'ah with her, which then technically leaves her as a nisua. Because if he really had bi'ah with her, that should transfer her or translate into nisuin now, because bi'ah can act as nisuin. So they should be fully married. So how is she not nisua now? Because when he had bi'ah with her while she was in Arusa, he had bi'ah znut with her. He didn't use the bi'ah to consummate the marriage. He had a bi'ah with her that was not meant to consummate the marriage. So therefore, she remains in Arusa. The bi'ah of the Baal was first. Then he warns her, do not seclude with this individual. She secludes with that individual. And then he machnis ota de chupa without bi'ah. So now he's married to her. Now she's in nisua. And therefore, we have the scenario that we need. But what you see there, again, is that chupah psula works to consummate the marriage to get her to that point. But now Rami Bar Chama basically comes up with a scenario where we can have Arusa, who creates this whole scenario of sota, then ends up being nisua so that he can't ever drink the mei sota, have the shechivat habaal first, and therefore, the conclusion from that would be, the only way to explain this bright is a case that chupah psula is successful. And that's why she's married here without a bi'ah that would be a problematic bi'ah. So that's the conclusion. Then the Gemara says, dikavata. The dikavata, Rashi says, can be read in one of two ways here, which is, dikavata gabi shomeret yavam. What is the case by shomeret yavam? You can either read this as a statement, or you can read it as a question. Which is, by Shomeret Yavam, which the Braita also says, can have a case of Mesota, well, what's the scenario by Shomeret Yavam? Because by Shomeret Yavam, if he has Bi'ah with her, then that is an automatic consummation of the Yibum, and she's a Knusa. So, in order for the Baal to have Bi'ah before her, as soon as he has Bi'ah with her, it's gonna make her into a full-fledged wife. So you can't be a Shomeret Yavam anymore. If he doesn't have Bi'ah with her, then the bi'ata bo'el precedes the bi'ata ba'al. Then it won't work. That's one issue. The second issue is, what's the story in terms of the consummation? While she's a shomeret yavam, she's like an arusa, she can't drink the mesota. He'll have to consummate the marriage in order to get her to be a case of tachadi sheikh, where she can drink the mesota. Only problem is, by shomeret yavam, there is no chupa. There's no chupa by shomeret yavam, so then how can you talk about chupa psula? So either the way you read it here is, the kavata is either a question, And I gave you the questions that you have by Shomer Tevam is, that's a great answer for Arusa, but now what are you going to do about Shomer Tevam? That's one way. Or, the other way, it's a statement. That this, just like it works by Arusa, it works like Shomer Tevam, and the Gemara is going to explain how that works. I'll explain to you the difference in the end between these two Lashonot, which is, the Kavadaga by Shomer Tevam, Shabala Yavam, Bebeit Chamiya. What's the case? That the Yavam had Bia with her while she was still in her father-in-law's house because she was married to his brother. So then what? Shomer Yavam Karitla? You're going to call her Shomer Yavam at that point? Ishto Ma'al Yohi. Then she turns into his full-fledged wife. If he has Bia with her, we said in our Mishnah, Mezid, Onis, Rotzon, Shogeg, everything makes her into a full-fledged wife. So, Daha, because Amarav, Tanahag Lakol. This is the machloka we saw in the Daf on Shabbat. Right, Daf Nun Vov, where Rav and Shmuel argue about what the Kinyan Bi'a is in our Mishnah. When it's not a Kinyan Bi'a that has Kavanah Le Bi'boom, what's the status of that Bi'a? Does that Bi'a work fully? That's what Rav says. No matter how you do it, Shogeg, Mezid, all those different ways, if you don't have Kavanah, it still works, and she's a full-fledged Yivama. Shmuel says, on the other hand, but, Kishmuel, Damar Lo Kana El Dvarim Amurim B'Parsha. Right, so if it's Rav, then she's Kanalikol, and she's his wife. She's no longer Shomer Yivam. So I says, no problem. We'll hold like Shmuel. Shmuel says, that the Bia is successful at giving him the Yerusha of the brother, to make him the one who's going to perform Yibum with this woman. Anything mentioned in the Parsha, that will be applicable, but still not considered to be his full-fledged wife until he has a Bia, the shame Yibum. Mar says, wait a minute. That's a cute answer, but Mida hu taima elo l'Rav. Our whole position here is in Rav. Why? What was the machloket before? The machloket was, yesh chupa l'psulot or not? Rav's opinion is, yesh chupa l'psulot. Shmuel's opinion is, ain chupa l'psulot. Over here, we're trying to prove from this braita, yesh chupa l'psulot. That means that we're supporting Rav's position. So you have to keep Rav b'shitato. If you're supporting Rav's position that there is chupa l'psulot, that means that you're also saying that bia like that is koneag l'gamrei. If it's koneag l'gamrei, then you have nothing doing. So now you're back to square one, which is you don't have a Shemer Tiovam anymore. What's the case here? Gagon the Ovud Ba Mamar. Then he did Mamar with her, Ubeit Shemaihi. This is Beit Shemaihi, Damri Mamar Kone Kinyan Gamur. That Mamar makes a full-fledged Kinyan and makes this into Kiddushin or Erusin. Iyachi Ainu Arusa. So well, then that's the exact same thing as Arusa. Because according to Beit Shemaihi, she leaves the world of Yibom after Mamar and enters into the world of Erusin. And then you would continue on with chupa like a regular marriage based on what Beit Shammai says. Well, if that's the case, then how is a Shomer Tiavam in this braita different than Arusa? One's Arusa because he had Mamar, one's Arusa because he did Kiddushin. So the Tameich, according to your reasoning, Nisuah Kenusah, Lav Chada Milti, isn't Nisuah and Kenusah the same thing? Nisuah is a fully married woman, and Kenusah is a fully married woman. Ella, Nisuah Didei, Nisuin is a full-fledged marriage. When he does the Kiddushin and he does the Nisuin with this woman, now he's fully married to her. Knusa is the Chavrei. Knusa is when he marries his friend's wife. His friend's wife means here his brother's wife. His brother died without having any children. Therefore, this woman is a Yivama. When he takes her as a Yivama and marries her, that's called Knusa. Because he doesn't go through all the process of Kiddushin and Nisuin because she was already married to his brother. And being married to his brother, then Knusa Damyo. And the Knusa means that she's fully married. So here again, Nisua and Knusa are synonymous. They mean a full-fledged marriage. The difference between them is the source of the marriage. Nisua is sourced by you having Kiddushin and then having Nisuin with the woman. Knusa is sourced through your brother's Kiddushin and then you taking her as a Yivama, and therefore you have her. So what's the answer? The answer is yes, they're the same thing, but you got there different ways. Nisuin is your marriage. Knusa, or Kinusin, is your brother's marriage that precipitated a Yivama, and therefore there was Kinusin. Hachanami, so too over here. Arusa Didei. Erusin is when this individual has Kiddushin with a woman. Shomer Yivam, again, even though it ends up in the world of Erusin, is also a case of the Chavrei. That's where his brother married the woman, and therefore now he performed Mamar with her, and makes it into Erusin, but it's Erusin that derived from his brother, not from himself. So then, Eino Hachanami, the Braita, the way to explain the Braita is, that we have two cases here. We have a case that runs the path of normal marriage. We have a case that runs the path of Yibum. Both of them end up in the same place, which is they end up at a point of Erusin. They end up at a point of Erusin, and therefore, they look the same at that point in time. What does that mean? We said in the case of Erusin, what was the solution to the problem in the case of Erusin? We have to do a number of things. We have to get her to be Nisua. What's the solution to that problem? She has Chupa without Bia. So that works to get her from Irusinta Nisuin. But we also need a Bi'ah prior to the Bi'ata Boel. How do we solve that problem? He had Bi'ah with her while she was still in her father's house, while she was still in Arusa, not the Shem Nisuin. He had a Bi'at Znut with her. And therefore the husband had a Bi'ah prior to the Bi'ah of the Boel. That's how we solve the problem. By the equivalent case of Yibama, how do we solve the problem? We said, Mamar. Mamar for Beit Shammai makes it into Erusin. Well, therefore, the next stage is going to be Chupa. Because once you shift tracks from Yibom to Erusin, now, in order to consummate that marriage, he needs Nisuin. So we're going to say the same thing. Chupa Psula. Chupa Psula now will, Chupa Psula means that he has a Chupa with a woman, but he doesn't have Bi'ah with her. And so Chupa Psula, same scenario. What about the Bi'ah? What about the Bi'ah of the husband before the Boel? So there are two possibilities how to solve that problem. One way is to say it's the exact same thing as Erusin. Once you have Ma'amar, according to Beit Shammai, Ma'amar makes her into Narusa. If he has Bi'ah with her now, it doesn't work to consummate the Yibum, because we're not on the track of Yibum anymore. Now we moved over to the track of Erusin. If he has a Bi'ah Znut with her, it remains a Bi'ah Znut. That's one way to solve the problem. The other way to solve the problem is to say that the Bi'ah Tabao here is not the brother, but the first husband. The brother who passed away had Bi'ah with this woman prior to the Boel. And that might be sufficient in this case, because the Bi'at HaBaal, the original Baal, is the first brother who passed away. The next Bi'ah that is going to be of the Yevama is only a continuation of the first marriage. So therefore, we have fulfilled the need for Bi'at HaBaal before the Bi'at HaBoel by the Bi'ah from the first husband. And that's why you don't need to have another Bi'ah here, because his brother is being married to her and consummating and had Nisuin with her. That already made her have Bi'ah before the Boel. Even though he now, as the Yavam, hasn't had Bi'ah with her. Nevertheless, this is still connected to the first marriage, and therefore the first marriage satisfies that need for the Bi'at HaBaal before the Boel. Those are the two Lashonot that Rashi brings down as far as what happens with the Bi'ah. That difference is precipitated by how you read the word Kavata. So if Kavata is a question, then the Gemara says, whatever you said by Arusa doesn't work by Yavama. And therefore the Gemara now has to rebuild the whole case here, and it rebuilds the whole case, including the case of the Bi'ah. On the other hand, if you read the Kavata by Shomer Yavam, then you read that as a statement. That means that the Gemara already said that it was fine. Shomer Yavam will work just like an Arusa, because you don't need a Bi'ah. You don't need a Bi'ah by Shomer Yavam, because the Bi'ah of the original husband sufficed to get the Bi'ah before the Boel. But then the Gemara asks the other questions, which are, wait a minute, if now she has Chupa or he has Bi'ah with her, she's going to consummate the marriage. So that's how Rashi reads it. Rashi brings both Lashonot down. Again, Rashi favors the Lishna Achrina, which is Zikar, which is that the Bi'ah is provided by the original husband, and therefore she doesn't need a second Bi'ah here, and he reads Kavata as a statement rather than a question. There are other Rishonim who differ with Rashi over here and read that question, or like Rashi's first Lashon, which is the Kavata is a question, and therefore they have to solve not only the problem of how do we get this not to be a consummated Yibom, but also, how do we get Bi'at HaBaal before the Bi'at HaBoel, and then we'll do it the same way we did it by Erusin. We'll just build it by doing it through Ma'amar for Beit Shammai. Okay, so that's the two different ways to read this Gemara. Then, Rapapa Amar, Hai Tana Hu, Tanya. Rapapa, and then subsequently Rav Nachman basically say that the diok you just made out of this braita to prove that Chupa Psula is a good Chupa, even when there's no Bi'ah, we're not going to say that, because we can explain this Braita differently. How are we going to explain the case of Erusin in the Braita? He holds like this Tana, which is the Tanya. Ein mikanin la le arusa la shkota kashi arusa. Aval mikanin ota la shkota kashi nisua. We have such a case. There's a Tana who believes that you can't have kinui to an arusa to give her to drink while she's an arusa, but you can have kinui with her to give her to drink when she is then a nisua afterwards. Oh, very good. So Rashi brings two lishonot again. Rashi brings two explanations of that. The first explanation is, the case is that he warned her while she was in Arusa, Vinasa, he married her, then Bahadari Statra, and then she was secluded with the man. He warned her while she was in Arusa, marries her, and then she only secludes with the man once she's married. So then his Bi'ah was not Asura, because she was still Muteret at that time. She only violated the Kinoi once she was Nisua. And that's how you create the case. If that's the case, then the case of Arusa doesn't prove anything about Chupa, because the Nisuin were created here with a Bi'ah. That's one Lashon. Lishna Achrina. Rashi brings the second Lashon, that Rapapa says, only the Kini Allah, because she Arusa. She was Kinoi while she was in Arusa. V'istatra. And then she secluded with him. Umashka Allah, because she Nisua. What about the problem of kinoy and stira before the marriage? How did he consummate the marriage here without going through chupa psula? Because we don't want this to be approved to chupa psula. So ad kashalach mishikamash kiveta balaboel haitana doesn't hold that. Ukashalach eminukame avon haynatu the late leach drasha. So basically, and v'huni ra'ikar, Rashi likes this interpretation better because he says, why should kinoy during erusin affect the stira that she has when she's already in nisua? We're in a different world now. It should be a separate din. When it's mekane her when she's in erusa, that affects her while she's in erusa. Mekane her when she's in nisua, that affects her while she's in nisua. Because otherwise, what does it mean that she takes multiple shvuot? Lo satit erusa, lo satit nisua. There's no case of satit when she's arusa. There's only a case of satit when she's in nisua. Therefore, what the answer is this tano either doesn't hold of the limud that was brought by Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that you have to have the shkivat abal before the boel, or he doesn't believe that nikiyat abon has to be there. I mean, that the husband doesn't have to be minukami abon in order for the mesulta to work. Because even though he's restricted from being together with her, that will not ruin it. Even because this bia is still with this woman herself. Either way, it's a question here. There's a girsa change in Rashi. But either way, he doesn't hold one of those limudim, and that gets us over the problem. The problem is solved by the fact that she gets over the problem by either not, he doesn't hold of these two limudim. By not holding by these two limudim, that's how Lutana gets a case of arusa. But if you do that, then chupap sula is not the case in that breita. That's the way Rav Papa solves the problem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak solves the problem in the most simple way, and this is the din that we find in the Gemara in Sota, which is Ayidei Gilgul. The Gemara learns from Sota, and Rashi points it out here, that this is the source, the Chol HaTarukuela, for Gilgul Shvua, which is that once you already have somebody on the stand and having them take a Shvua, we allow you to pile on. So over here, she's taking a Shvua about the fact that she might have been secluded with this man after she was a nisua. He warned her while she was a nisua. She was secluded with him when she was a nisua. Now she's taking up to me, that's your drink. What does it have to do with her being an arusa? That's called Gilgul Shvua. Once we have her on the stand, once we have her there taking a Shvua, we're going to make her take a Shvua about everything. We're going to say, take a Shvua that you didn't cheat when you were married. Take a Shvua you didn't cheat when you were an arusa. Take a Shvua that you didn't cheat when you were a shomer yavam. We're going to pile it all on because they're all topically relevant. And while we have her taking a shvua, we may as well have her take a shvua across the board and take care of all these things. It's called Gilgul Shvua. How do they learn that out? They learn it out from the lashon that is used by Sota, which is Amein V'Amein. Amein, Amein. Why does it say Amein twice? Amein for the shvua that she's supposed to take about her being, while she's married and possibly having an extramarital affair. Amein for all the other shvuot that we pile on top of her. From there, the Gemara learns Gilgul Shvua, Mina Torah, is from Sota. So that's what Rav Nachman says. You know the case of Arusan the Braita? That case is not a case of real arusa. That's a case where she was an isua, and she's now a sota, and he's making her take a shvua about the time when she was an arusa. Not that she really was kinoy and stira then. Once you do that, again, chupav sula is not anything out of this braita, because he had a real marriage to this woman. He was fully married to her, and then he had kinoy and stira. Why is he talking about arusa? Gilgul shvua. He's allowed to pile on shvuot about all their relationship. Anytime they had any relationship between them, he can ask her to take a shvua about that she's clean. Shalach. Rav Chananya Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Now we have a statement. Hose Ma'amar Bivimto V'yesh Loach. Person who performs Ma'amar with the Yivama who's waiting, but he also has another brother who could possibly perform Yivam over here. Afilu Hu Kohen V'hi Kohenet. Even if the Yavam is a Kohen, and the Shomeret Yavam, the Yivama here is a Kohenet, a Bat Kohen, Paslam Min HaTrumah. He ruins her from being to Trumah. Why is that? Let's explain the problem here. She has a possibility of marrying two men. The two brothers that are the Yivamim. The two brothers could possibly go Yivam. One of them steps forward and performs Ma'amar with her. If the other brother was to come in and step in now and have Bi'ah with her, that would make her Bi'ah Psula, because she already had Ma'amar. And a Bi'ah after Ma'amar by another brother, I mean, of course, it's the same brother, it's not brother man, but with another brother, that Bi'ah would be Posel her. Therefore, since there's a Zikat Yivamim here, the Zika exists, which connects her to both brothers. So that Zika is strong enough to tell us, number one is when one of them forms Ma'amar, the Zika to the other now makes her into a Psula. That Zika to the other makes her Psula because she would have a Bi'ah Psula with that other one. Bi'ah Psula, if he had Bi'ah with her. He doesn't have Bi'ah with her, but if he did have Bi'ah with her, it would be Poseler. Therefore, it's Poseler Mina Shuma. Mar says, Laman. Okay, let's understand what happened here. Ilema la Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, Imar Dami Rabbi Meir mishtameret lebiya psula lo achla mi de oraita. That's when you're talking about a violation de oraita, when she's waiting for a biya psula mi de oraita. Therefore, Ma'amar would create a problem for her. But Ma'amar is only a din de rabbonon. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who says that waiting for a biya psula makes you into a psula. That's only when you're talking about a bi'a psula that would result in a bi'a psula min ha-Torah, like grusha, almana, those that were illicit relations mentioned in our Mishnah, those are all d'oraita problems. So when she's waiting for bi'a psula, even though she didn't reach bi'a psula, the intermediary stages make her into a psula. But over here, d'rabbanan mi'amar, when we're talking about a din d'rabbanan like ma'amar, who says that Rabbi Meir agrees that that's enough to make a psula just because he has ma'amar? And that could lead to a biya psula. Who says that's enough to make her a psula? Vela. So who are you going to say, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah? Hashta mishta mer the biya psula de oraita achla. According to them, if they have tidushin, and even possibly chupa without biya, they don't say that she is problematic. They say tidushin, which is leading to a biya psula mi de oraita. They say she can still eat truma. She's not affected by it because she didn't have the biya psula. Durabonan mi boile. Here where it's only ma'amar durabonan, you can tell me she can't eat. She's pasul l'truma. They don't posel when it's a din d'oraita. Why would they posel when it's a din d'rabonan?
A legitimate ma'amar.
But he has a brother who has a zika, which connects him in here, which would be a psula. So she is waiting for a biya psula. Then they both have a right, in a sense, mi d'oraita, to still perform biya with her. Ma'amar is only a din d'rabonan. Because of that right, d'oraita, it's equivalent to like kiddushin, where she's leading into a biya psula. Here, there's a chance it's leading into a biya psula. Gemara rejects it. Ella, ki ata Ravin Amar. Ravin said, asaba mamar bivimto. Divrei akol akhla, she eats over here. So that's what you're saying. Listen, if he performs mamar, she did nothing wrong.
Right.
She has mamar, it's leading into a biya kshira. Nobody would think that there's a problem over here. First of all, Rabbi Meir says maybe only by doraita, here it's only derabonon. Number two, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, for sure, who thinks by the right it's okay, certainly think it's okay here, no problems. But, yeshlo ach chalal. He has a brother who's pasul de kihuna. Then you have a problem, divrei akol eina ochelet. At that point, she doesn't eat. It's a brother that is a chalal. Lo nechluku, ela shenatan la get. The only question is if he gives her a get. So here you have three scenarios. One scenario, mamar. In that case, everybody agrees that if he continues through with the marriage, she is not psula the kuna. And also if he dies, then she won't be psula the kuna because it'll unwind the mamar. She's not psula the kuna by mamar. If he has a brother who is pasul the kuna, he's a halal, then you have a problem. Even if he performs mamar with this woman, because the other brother who's a halal has a zika and can jump in and would make her psula, meaning that zika from the beginning, that makes it problematic for her. Even though the Kohen Kasher did ma'amar with her, akati mishtamer the biya psula, the biyata halal, davi psula deoraita. That's a psul deoraita, which is halal, is a psul, makes her pasul deoraita. And even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are going to agree that over here, where by Amanan, Kohen Gadol, where they have the ability to, in other places, this Kohen or this Kohen Gadol can feed women truma in other cases, over here, it's psula. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say it doesn't make her psula in this case, or it does feed her truma until he has the illicit relationship. But in this case here, this halal has no option to feed a woman truma. A halal here, if he sleeps with a woman, she's psula likuna. Number two is if he marries a woman, he can't feed anybody truma. There's not a woman in the world that he can feed truma to because he's a kohen halal. He's like a czar. So because of that, even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree here that this is a woman who's waiting for a biya psula. And since she's waiting for a biya psula, everybody agrees it's problematic, even though he never has biya with her. Even though she's just waiting. And even though the other brother was kosher had ma'amar with her. But the fact, the mere fact that she could have biya psula connects her close enough that makes her into a psula. That's the two sides that we say we know for sure. Everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees that ma'amar, when all the brothers are kosherim, does nothing to ruin it for her. Even with Mamar, when one of the brothers is a halal, it does ruin it for her. The question is, he gave a get to her. One of them, the Kohen, gives a get to her. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelet, Rish Lakish Amar, Eino Ochelet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ochelet, Afilu le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to Meir, she can eat here, Damar, Eino Ochelet. Even though Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah says, Eino Ochelet, Hani Mile Mishtamer le Biapsula Deoraita. That's only if she's waiting for a Biapsula Midoraita. Over here, when he gives a get, that get is only posel the yivama midrabanan from having biyah afterwards. So therefore, she's only waiting to have a biyah psula with someone who is only asur midrabanan. This is only a biyah psula midrabanan. So both brothers were ksherim, gives a get. When one of the brothers gives a get, she no longer can have biyah with either of them because midrabanan, that stopped the yibum process. Well, if you stop the yibum process midrabanan, then the next stage is biapsula midrabanan. We just saw before that Rabbi Meir only thinks leading into biapsula is problematic when it's d'oraita. Derabanan, it's not problematic. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says she can eat truma. There is no problem here. She goes to marry someone else. She will not be considered to be a psula. And if she's a bat kohen, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. On the other hand, Reish Lakish Amar, Eino Ochelet, Afilu Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, she can't eat. Da'amre Ochelet, even though in our Mishnah where there was Kiddushin, they say she can eat. Over here, they say she can't eat. Hani mil dish lo lahachio b'makom acher. That's because in our Mishnah, the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol has an ability to give her to eat somewhere else. They can feed her truma anywhere. In any other circumstance, he won't give her to eat. Over here, since he doesn't have the right to give her to eat truma in another place, lo, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said, that's by Kiddushin. If he had Kiddushin like this with someone else, it would work. But Geirushin, a get, no matter who the Kohen gives a get to, she stops eating truma. Why? Because a get terminates their relationship. So if until now she was eating truma, if a Kohen in another context gave a woman a get, his wife, she wouldn't eat truma anymore because they severed the relationship. So get always stops truma.
But no, she was about to...
Very good. That's the Gemara's question. Reish Lakish, very good. So now, get in every other situation terminates a marriage, stops truma. So get here, by Yivamah, even though it's only midrabanan, it terminates because there's no other place where a get's going to work to feed someone truma. If that's the case, it's a puzzle across the board. Everybody agrees, including Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that since there's no other truma anywhere else that he can feed her with a get, over here too, she's going to be poseller with the get. Ah, is that really true? David asks. That's what the Gemara asks also. Oh, wait a minute. What about when she goes back to her father's house? By a case of a regular Kohen, if she was a bat Kohen, he's a Kohen, divorces her, she goes back to her father's house and eats Truma. So in that case, get leads to Truma. So there are cases where get leads to Truma. The guy says, Choseret paskamine, vikrova the beinasha. No, the reason that it works over there is not because the get gives her Truma. The get terminates her relationship with the husband and now she's thrown back to her father's house. That's what grants her the Truma. The granting of truma there is not because the get gives her truma. The get terminates her relationship with her husband. Therefore, she goes back to her father's house. And now she rejoins her father's house. That's what gets her the truma, not the get. Avoha gidabe. In any situation in which she is married to him, meaning that she's locked into him, the get only does one thing, which is terminates. And especially in this case of the yivama, he's still agidabe, she's still attached to him, meaning that even after the get, the zika divamim still exists. So she's not going back to her father's house. She for sure is still in this relationship, and get only does one thing in that situation, which is ruins the truma. They're locked in because of zika divamim. So when he grants a get there, the get is only doing one thing, is ruining it. It only ruins the relationship, ruins it for truma, just like it ruins it in a marriage. Get takes out truma. Ah, she goes back to her father's house, it's a different din. You terminate this relationship, she then lands in another family, her own family back, and that's why she gets truma, but not because the get itself granted her truma. And therefore, that's the machloket here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is what's the nature of get in the circumstance of Yivama? Rabbi Yochanan says we focus on the fact that get's only a din derabonon. Since a din derabonon, even Rabbi Meir will agree that she can continue to eat truma, because a get is a din derabonon, only din d'oraita ruin it for her when it leads into a problematic biyah. But here it's a problem derabonon, even though it's leading into a problematic biyah, mi derabanan. Nevertheless, that doesn't ruin it for her in terms of truma. On the other hand, Rabbi Reish Lakish focuses on whether this individual can create truma, or this action can create a truma in another location. In the Mishnah, Kiddushin can create truma in another location. That's where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say that Kiddushin doesn't ruin it. Well, in this case, get only does one thing, ruins truma. So when he gives a get in the context of Yivamah, it's only going to do one thing, and that's ruin it, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, because it doesn't work with Makom Acher. And that's the Machloket here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We'll stop here at the two dots at the bottom of Nun Chedem Bet.